So how's Lent? Third Sunday of Lent, it kind of feels like halftime, you know? Or for those of you in theater or music, intermission, right? Kind of a chance to pause. But when we approach halftime or intermission correctly, we kind of consider how we've been doing, and then we make adjustments for what's left to come, because we want to be successful with what we set out to do. So if you're sitting here right now a little bit discouraged, thinking, wow, I had these great, great intentions on Ash Wednesday, and then Thursday came. You know, that's kind of where you're at right now. I want you to resist the temptation to just say, I'll try again in 2017. Just resist that temptation. It's halftime. It's halftime. It's intermission. And others, maybe it's been a real strong start. Maybe you really have had a deepening rediscovery of Jesus. Maybe there's been a discipline of prayer that has just been practiced in a sense of service that has been enacted. Well, this isn't the time to think you're up 20 and you're going to coast. See what I mean? Yes, you got it all down. There's a whole second half to play. Jesus' words to us today, they're strong. I don't know if you heard those. I try to ignore some of those words. I'm just being honest with you because I find them really unsettling. But in this case, he says it not only once but twice. Repeats himself. This is the 13th chapter of Luke's gospel. And he says, unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. And then I'm looking for a footnote that says priests are exempted from the you know. but it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. So there's two features here. Repent and the idea of perish. Now, he's talking about catastrophes that have struck two different groups of people, very different catastrophes. Diabolical violence and a natural catastrophe. But it's important to understand that we're going to perish. We're going to bring about our own self-demise and our self-destruction if we don't repent. That's the formula that Jesus gives to us. And the perish, don't think of it as a temperamental cosmic deity that somehow has a temper tantrum and then just is going to incinerate us. No, that's not what the perish means. It's by not repenting our own selfish impulses, our own evil desires. They're going to get the best of us. They're going to lead us into these places where we really don't want to go if we don't repent. If we don't repent, our own self-demise is going to be brought about by these impulses and these desires to gossip, to grumble, to complain, to blame. So what does it mean to repent? Is that so important? Well, the word itself in the original language is a combination of two words. It's meta, metanoia. Meta meaning beyond, and noia comes from the Greek nous, mind. Effectively, it says get over yourself. I mean, that's really one way that we could translate that we're not supposed to just be my world, how lucky you are to be a part of it, but to get beyond my own thinking, a reality that is much larger than my own, and a reality that we as followers of Jesus Christ understand to be the sovereign and the majesty of Almighty God, to think beyond our own minds and to discover and rediscover the King of the universe, Jesus, that if we can commit ourselves to doing that, we will prevent our own perishing and in fact bring about the fulfillment and the meaning that we all long to characterize our own daily living. So I find myself asking some questions at halftime. At the intermission, I find myself last couple of days and today asking myself, what would it be like If I really were to take advantage of this opportunity of Lent, kind of like the reprieve that is given to the fig tree for extended time, for a second half, what if I were to approach my living with that kind of intentionality, really seeking to discover and to rediscover God in my ordinary living? What would it be like if I were to take that to heart? What would it be like if I were to renounce all those evil ambitions, those evil desires in the holy name of Jesus? What if I were to just renounce those? Not to be comfortable with some of them, but to renounce them all. Everything that chokes that divine life off in me and prevents me from recognizing the divine life in those whom I encounter. What if I were to just renounce that? Be serious about that. And really commit myself in the second half and the second act to go the distance and to encounter no less than God himself.